Good Thursday morning, everybody. Welcome in. Feels like fall outside. Feels like a game five or game seven. Wait a minute, game five in the LDS tonight in the National League between the Giants and the Dodgers at Oracle Park. We got football tonight kicking off week six of the NFL season, Tampa Bay and Philadelphia. We got lots to discuss. Also, Nebraska and Minnesota coming up at 11 a.m. up in the Twin Cities, where people will be rowing their boat to Dinkytown, spending time in the Twin Cities, taking in Minneapolis, St. Paul, all of the sights, and hopefully they will be enjoyable sights because the last two trips up there for Nebraska haven't been so good. Welcome in. There's Josh. I'm Garrett. It's the Gary Sharp Show. On this 14th of October, Jacob Padilla from Hail Varsity slated to join us at the top of the hour. Max Olson from The Athletic. We're going to talk a lot about college football halfway through the season. What is ahead? He will stop by at noon, and then it is a Fantasy Football Thursday. Fantasy football this year is dead to me, but that doesn't mean that I'm going to take care of all of you. When you're 0-5, and all of a sudden you're losing guys to injury, like Barkley and Kittle, in a friggin' league in which it was an auto draft, and it's people you work with, didn't stop me from putting on my general manager hat earlier today and making some deals.
Are you going home on the team plane with these guys?
Hey, Tyreek Hill has let me down, and then I made a mistake of playing Dak Prescott and not Tom Brady, and Brady all of a sudden says, screw you, fantasy football owner in Omaha, Nebraska. I'm going to throw for 400 yards and five touchdown passes. Oh, it's been a miserable start. And now I'm struggling today what my survivor pick is going to be. Because I'm still alive through the first 5 weeks. That's where I'm putting a lot of my focus as I get further and further away from my bad fantasy team. I'm struggling with my pick this week. I think I may go homer and go with the Chiefs, but I haven't decided yet. But your fantasy football team is probably doing much, much better than yours truly. Joe Bartle will join us at 1:30 today. Joe usually is at 1, so we'll get Joe at 1:30. You can send your questions in either to myself, Gary at 1620thezone.com, or to Josh at jodson at nrgmedia.com. The NFL slate is much better than the college football slate this weekend. Tonight's game is okay. I mean, Tom Brady is playing against a quarterback, Jalen Hurts, for Philadelphia, who was a little bit young when Brady got drafted. He was a toddler, Jalen Hurts was. So you get Brady tonight at the age of 44 with the Bucs playing on the road, where they haven't been great on the road. They're 1-1 away from Tampa, and their performance hasn't been so stellar. They are a 7-point favorite. But the weekend in the NFL, you have the Chargers in Baltimore, which is a monster game. You have Dallas going to New England with that high-octane offense against the defense of the Patriots. You have Green Bay and Chicago, where Bears fans hate Aaron Rodgers. Then you have Seattle and Pittsburgh, which is the Sunday night game, and it is the riveting matchup of Geno Smith against Big Ben. I look at the college football slate, take away the local interest, whether it be Nebraska, Minnesota, Iowa, Purdue, Farmageddon between Iowa State and Kansas State. This is a very chill slate of college football this weekend. Like every Saturday, I map out how my man cave is going to look like with my televisions. Like, who gets the large 75-inch television? Which game is going to go on the 42-inch one? Which one is going to go on the 32-inch one? And then which one is going to go on the iPad or the laptop? That's how I distinguish the importance of games. I had to stretch it this week to get three windows with four quality games. Just as a very kind of a, after a wild weekend last weekend in college football, it's just kind of a, But this year will tell us that week seven, even with the slate where there's no wow games, we are expecting more chaos. All right, that is the lineup as we dive into the show on a Thursday. We will discuss the big game coming up tonight at Oracle Park, 8:07. Get in your grandpa nap. It's going to be a little late night. For the East Coasters, it'll go on into Friday morning. People are saying that this series is better than advertised. And it's a matchup of the two winningest teams in the regular season, the Giants with 107, the Dodgers with 106. And now they both have 109 wins through the postseason. But it has not been a great series. It's a great matchup, but it has not been a great series. It's kind of been one-sided. Whoever scores first wins. Dodgers have been shut out a couple of times. We've had no lead changes in the series. We'll see if that changes tonight when Logan Webb goes against Urias for the Dodgers and the Dodgers bullpen. But I like the Dodgers tonight. I think the Dodgers look comfortable in these situations. If you go back to the other night when they needed to win, Mookie Betts and the Dodgers look comfortable. They've been there. They've done that. They've won a World Series title. They played in big games. But whoever scores first tonight, I think, has an advantage because, again, no lead changes. But I like the Dodgers tonight to win in five and move on to take on the Atlanta Braves and maybe on to the World Series to try and repeat. And we haven't had repeat winners in Major League Baseball in a while. All right, when we come back, we're going to dive into some Nebraska-Minnesota discussion. Do you hate P.J. Fleck or do you hate the Gophers? Can you separate them? Like, does the Minnesota Golden Gophers get anybody all riled up? But then you add in their head coach, and people flip out. So do you hate Fleck, but you're okay with the Gophers? Or are they tied together as Nebraska tries to snap a two-game losing streak against P.J. Fleck? People don't talk about the Gophers. They talk about P.J. Fleck. They've got a two-game losing streak against P.J. Fleck. We will get into that coming up next on the Gary Sharp Show with Josh on 1620 The Zone. Tonight kicks off week six of the NFL season. FanDuel Sportsbook wants you to get the most out of every play. That's why they're giving everyone a $10 risk-free bet every week. And tonight is a great opportunity to give it a try. All you have to do is bet a same-game parlay bet with three legs or more. And if your bet doesn't win, FanDuel, they're going to pay you back up to $10. Tonight, the Buccaneers are a touchdown favorite against the Eagles. How about putting a same-game parlay together off of this game? Look at Tom Brady. 2.5 touchdown passes. Over. How about Jalen Hurts rushing yards? Right now, 45.5. Under. Put all those together. Show me some love, and let's win a same-game parlay bet together because there is no feeling like nailing a same-game parlay bet. I mean, you may go partying at 72nd and 0 or 72nd and Dodge if you win tonight. So lock in your bet today on FanDuel Sportsbook and get up to $10 back. If your bet doesn't win, new to FanDuel Sportsbook, sign up today with promo code Gary162 to also receive 30-1 enhanced odds on the Thursday night matchup. Win $150 on a $5 bet. That's promo code Gary162. So then anyway, I sent you. 21 and over, present Iowa. Refund issued as non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 7 days. Maximum refund $10. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Same game parlay available for multiple sports in all states on mobile and web. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-BETS-OFF.